Bill. Welcome to Aaron Dodd!
Dodd!
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Had a baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino.
Had a baby Tone.
Quality's good.
Yep. Fucking,
holy shit, does that actually say Masters?
Had a boy Mitt Waste Masters, right, baby.
Let's go.
This is not the first day for Hammer Don. It is the first day for Hammer Don. Live on Hammer Don YouTube channel, own YouTube channel. You guys have done a fucking great job so far of subscribing. Go tell your friends. Go tell your enemies, your parents, your grandparents, your soon-to-be children. Go tell them all to subscribe to Hammer Don YouTube. We'll be going live every single day, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. All the picks, all the winners, all day, every day. Bubba Gumpino, how are you doing today, sir?
Great night in baseball. We got some daytime ball happening right now. Champs League, Bayern's down 2-1 to PSG. I mean,
You had Bayern yesterday, which...
I live bet Bayern when they were down 2-0 today. I mean, I'm...
How much time?
I'm on the Bayern train. It's halftime right now. Oh, we're down 2-1.
So. They're fine. Mitt's in the back running the cameras. Jay's in the back running the sign. If you can hear through the sound today, we have a torrential downpour monsoon, the style that Jumanji came out with.
Maybe worse.
Potentially worse. So if things go down, it's because of the monsoon. Pretty much a Masters special today. We got two golf guests coming on.
Two golf guests.
It's the Masters week. It's Masters. I know you're not a huge golf guy.
I love golf.
You don't fucking love golf.
I do love golf.
You don't love golf. But yeah, we're going to do this every day live at 4 p.m., around 4 p.m. It may just start going after Pat's show, so we'll keep you updated on this. It'll be me and Gump pretty much every day with rotating cast of characters and crew coming in here to support us as far as what we are talking about.
And Mitt. Mitt actually...
Mitt, were you hot last night?
He actually could be a bookmaker.
He did.
I don't know if you were keeping track. He said it should be 220, and that's what hit. I mean, he might not be able to cut cameras right now or speak, but he is a bookmaker.
Mitt, are you a hangover savant?
Me and Zito are back here doing some stuff. But yeah, I did actually drill that one, and that's kind of how I look at most NBA games, really.
Did you misspell something again? Is that why Zito came back?
No. I was figuring something out for our guest, my bad.
Is the guest on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so for our Masters special, our first guest is from the Tour Junkies sports betting podcast. Tour Junkies daily fantasy podcast. They actually, I believe, were a sponsor of one of our previous gambling shows. So
many moons ago,
longtime friend of the Hammer Don betting podcast. Co-host, founder, David Barnett joining us. Eight outright winners in 2021 since they've restarted. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, baby, David.
Boy.
He's actually on the fucking...
Thank you so much.
This guy's on the course right now.
I'm fucking dressed in the part on the course.
I am playing right now, boys. See, I got the sticks back here. We're ready to roll. I'm pulled over on the side. I'm good.
Do you live in Augusta? Do I know that right?
I do live in Augusta, born and raised.
All right, so first and foremost... Any inside information on what the course is like this time versus what it was like in November? How are the greens? How are the fairways? How's the rough, the pine straw, the azaleas? How's the course this time of year right now?
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, thanks for having me on Hammer Don.
You're
it's
welcome.
It's been a lifelong dream. I'm a redneck trying to say Don, right? And to be given this opportunity, I'm very grateful. And I will say this, you're a stooge and a sellout.
True. 1,000% true.
If you look at November's Masters and you start to think that this is going to play anything like November, you're wrong. You're dead wrong.
Okay.
The course is so much firmer and faster. The winning score is not going to be 20 under. The rumor is around Augusta, a lot of the members did not like seeing 20 under win in November. This place is going to be, I think, somewhere between 6 under and 8 under may win. Could be worse. There's a lot of wind that's supposed to be in the forecast this week. Golf course is going to play firm and fast, which is going to bring a lot of different players into it. I think the most important thing that's going to matter here is experience and prowess around the greens, because the firmer Augusta gets, the harder it gets around the greens when you miss these pin locations.
That was going to be my My question then, hearing that about the course, when the course is tough, does the cream rise to the top then, or does it bunch everybody up? And you kind of said that it's going to bring a lot of different players into that. So does that mean that maybe a long shot may potentially have a chance?
Well, I definitely get a little harder in the middle when we start talking about long shots in golf tournaments. That's my specialty. And I would say what it does is it means that you don't have to be a bomber. Augusta's built for long hitters, right? It just means that a guy like Matt Fitzpatrick or a guy like Webb Simpson or a guy like Patrick Reed can win here and not have to hit it so far. I think you want to look at – I wrote up an article. I write DB's Big Balls betting card on tourjunkies.com every week. Shameless nice. Plug there. Mm-hmm. But I wrote up grindy veterans is what I like. Grindy veterans that can be patient, that know where to miss – know how to play this golf course, can get up and down, save par when it's needed, understand these green complexes. That's going to be the key with firm and fast and potentially windy conditions.
So someone like, I saw Adam Scott, I think he's at like 66-1. Or someone like Serge, who I believe his irons are incredible right now. Or a past winner like Bubba or something like that.
Sergio scares the hell out of me. He scares he's putting with his eyes closed. You know, like, it's hard for me to take a guy putting with his eyes closed. And mm-hmm. he was a bad putter when he won, but he was actually playing a lot better 3 years ago. And since he's won, he's been god-awful in majors. Out of that group that you just mentioned, I'd probably rather have Bubba right now. Adam Scott's struggling a little bit as well, but I'd go Bubba. I mean, I like Reed. I like Webb. I like Jason Day a lot. I was on the course on Saturday for the final round of the women's amateur, and Jason Day was out there feeling good, hitting balls, which is always good to see Jason Day upright.
No vertigo.
Drop a bat. So I was glad to see him out there Saturday doing his thing. So I like Jason Day right there in that 60-1 range on FanDuel.
Okay. Who else do you like Sunday? Thursday through Sunday. Do you like any matchups or anything like that moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, okay, if you got some listeners out there with a big bankroll, you know, and they're willing to bet some shorter numbers, which I don't tend to do, but I think Jon Rahm with the dad dicks right now, yep. You know, new baby has come along, and I think that's going to take a lot of weight off his shoulders, and I think it's going to give him a fresh perspective. I like him if you're looking at a shorter number at like 12-1. I mentioned Reed at 32. I like that a lot. If we're looking at bombs, okay, I don't know how you say that in Yinzer. Is that bombs?
Yeah, it's bombs. Damn.
Bombs. If you're looking at bombs, Francesco Molinari and Mark Leishman are two guys at 160-1. That is knucking fuss, if you ask me. Okay, 160-1. There are 40 guys in this field that most of the sports books give a 0.5% chance or greater to win this event, and those two guys are in there. So you give me 40 guys and a guy at 161. Molinari almost won this thing in 2019 before he dunked it in the water a couple times. And Tiger went on to win. And Leishman's played here great. Aussies play well here. Both of those guys coming into a little bit of form, plenty long enough, have great experience and short game prowess around Augusta, so I like that. What'd you ask for? Matchups?
You like any matchups?
Well, speaking of Leishman, he's a plus number. He's plus 112 last I looked on FanDuel. Plus 112 to Harris English. And I think that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, English has had a really good year, played really well, but he doesn't have near the experience Mark Leishman does. Mark Leishman came here in November in the worst form we've ever seen him in his entire career. Uh-huh. And he still finished top 13 in November. So I like Leishman at plus numbers there, plus 112. And then I'd say, if you want, Jordan Spieth. Here's a couple big names.
Yeah, I want to talk about Jordan.
Jordan Spieth is plus 108 to Justin Thomas. Plus 108. Now, I tend to not be a Spieth better because the public wants to bet Jordan because everybody has Jordan fever. But a plus matchup, even against JT, is pretty juicy considering how well he's playing and his knowledge around Augusta. So I like that plus number on Jordan.
Yeah, see, I love JT, so I probably won't be taking that one. Now, you talked about playing the course a lot and that being an advantage, and that's always an advantage, Augusta. A guy that hasn't played it a lot, I believe it's only going to be his second time, but I have him as number one in strokes gained and total strokes gained, is Colin Morikawa, which is great at Augusta, but his putting is tough, and it's only his second time playing. Can I sprinkle some on Morikawa?
You know, Tony, I'm not gonna tell you to not sprinkle a little bit. If you like it, if you feel some conviction, I will. But I personally would not spread any of my units out on Colin Morikawa.
Piece of shit.
He's learning his way around here. Okay, great player, great ball striker. You know, he's learning. He's trying to play a cut at Augusta. He talked about that in the press conference on Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. He's trying to make his cut off the tee fit Augusta, a la DJ. But he ain't DJ off the tee, okay? So I think he's got a little bit more to learn, and I would love to see a little more consistency out of the putter. I mean, he's definitely had weeks where he's putted well. Obviously, he's a major champion. But I think this year, I think I'll pass on Morikawa.
Okay. Before we let you out of here, and we can't thank you enough, make sure you guys check out Tour Junkies. Great podcast. Your Instagram's awesome. Twitter's awesome. I love it. Thank you very much for coming on. Best bet for the weekend going in. Can you give it to us before you leave?
Bet. My favorite bet is Patrick Reed. I've mentioned him a couple times already. Captain 32 American. To 1 on FanDuel last I checked. The grindy veteran, always under the radar. People hate him, but so they don't want to bet him. You tend to get good numbers on him. Mm-hmm. I think this is setting up to be a fantastic Patrick Reed year if it does, in fact, play firm and fast like it's looking to. So I like P. Reed. If I'm going to give you one outright at a decent number, I think it's P. Reed at 32 to 1.
All right, David. Hey, thank you so much. Go hit him straight. I appreciate you for coming on. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, boys. I appreciate y'all. Have a good one. Hammer down.
Appreciate that.
The babe, Dave.
We should make all of our guests say hammer down.
Patty Reed for the win.
Because when we have Cutmaker on here to give, you know, you don't want just one opinion when you're doing your Master Show special. So we got Cutmaker Jeff coming on here in a few minutes.
And Cutmaker had Spieth last weekend.
Which is the play. Patty Mack, how are you, pal?
How are we doing, guys?
You coming on for Cutmaker?
No, is he on?
He's coming on. He's 5 minutes. He's coming on.
Hey, I like that guy said Hammer Don.
Yeah, he's a fan.
I enjoyed the Hammer Don. That's and then as soon as you go, we should make all our guests say Hammer Don. That would be awesome if you refuse to let the interview in.
Hammer Don! How you doing,
so what
pal?
Are you going to do? You're going to have to prepare every day, like and know some of what's going on, and then booking. I assume you're booking these people, right?
So I started going through today, just gambling Twitter, and I've got a list of like 15 names right now that I'll probably reach out to and try to just bring on.
So you and Gumpy will be here daily, right? Yeah. I mean, that'll be something that'll happen. Uh-huh. We have to figure out.
I assume our football season should be our football season.
Yeah, you're saying keep the football season.
Yeah.
I think we do keep the football season because that's not like a full-time thing. Maybe we should do like maybe we get Cupmaker Jeff to potentially not co-host show, but during golf season make
once,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like him coming on like every Wednesday during golf season. Yeah. Like that makes sense the day before the tournament. If you could get a reoccurring guest for NBA during the NBA season, something like that. Nobody watches hockey, so that's going to be tough.
And we got enough hockey.
We got enough fucking hockey.
We got a Canadian.
Yeah. Hockey, soccer, baseball.
We could sprinkle in some baseball. I mean, yeah,
there's some. Hey, man, are you going to add names to these guys, you think, whenever they come on? That's going to be tough for you, too, if you're answering phones. That would have to be like whenever, I guess, when the phone lines are full, you would have to do that?
Yeah, I could do that when the phone lines are full.
Do you know how to do enough? He's pretty fucking good.
No, I know. He does a sidebar. Spells Masters.
Smells Masters.
I did see the master spelling.
Yeah, no, I know how to do that. It being all spelled right, that is another story, though.
Do you know how to put it up on the screen?
Yeah, I know how to put it up. I put this one up on the screen. What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, but this one is kind of a set and forget it, right?
Set and stone.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, he cuts the cram. Look at that. Yeah, cuts the cameras great.
He does a great job. This is going to be a good show, I think, by the way.
No, I love it. I mean,
are you going to stay at 4 o'clock after show?
I think what you said, going whatever, like 10 or so minutes after your show is a good idea. Get your after show crowd onto
the
show.
After hours.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I mean, there's enough degenerates to carry over.
You know, on Twitch, you can do like a crowd send where you like throw them.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Really?
Yeah. Like Zito has done that. Zito has sent our crew to some other place.
Really?
Yeah.
YouTube, like, you can't do it. They got to make that.
Gumpy's the king of the fucking Twitter streams. Twitter
Spaces. I love Spaces, dude.
He's on Spaces a lot.
I was on that thing for 3 hours Friday night.
Those are great.
I got stuck in the elevator.
Bro, you should have heard it. He lied to this person. I hopped into this Spaces. He said he's watching
Have you watched the documentary?
Every two weeks. I think I have actually seen it. Just please watch it.
Is it a sit down with just another guy?
No, it's on Amazon. Just please watch it.
You'll, and you have not watched it, any documentary, once every 2 weeks. So there, you lied right to your spaces, Kapadre.
I did not. That's a true story.
You still, you haven't even got a livable tattoo yet, dude. You're still walking alone.
I mean, I there's a lot of tattoos I have to get at some point.
And change.
And change.
That's what I was saying.
But no, we're gonna do this live every day. We're gonna try to, we're gonna fucking hunt winners every single day. We're gonna try to bring on guests who know what they're talking about.
Are you gonna talk about Chinese basketball? I've been losing my ass on Chinese basketball.
I knew you had too much in your bank account on FanDuel when you're betting Chinese basketball in the morning.
You wake up in the morning, you see a little live action. Who is it? The Zhongzheng Demons. All right. I feel like they got good go. I feel like the Zhongzheng Demons are going.
I mean, the show had a very, very successful March Madness tournament.
Yeah, you guys
we had a successful what was I going to say? Football season. Show's been successful since we've been on. Baseball was very successful last night.
First fives, I feel good. Dude. I love first fives in baseball. It's
Pat,
the best.
That's the way. I don't think baseball's ever going to go to just five innings, but betting just the first five innings.
Yeah, I think that's also a way to get more people into baseball is betting first fives because you don't got to.
Bro. You guys were saying first five earlier. I thought you meant like the first five games of the day.
No, it's just the first five innings. First five innings, that's all you bet is the first five.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's electric.
So you just worry about the starting pitchers. You don't got to worry about the fucking Jagoffs coming in who are
blowing the game, the bullpen blowing it late. It's just the starting pitchers. It's electric.
Can we do that with golf? Can we do first 12 with golf? You know what I mean?
Something to think about. Front first nine. Sweet.
Try to play nine holes.
What was that?
That'd be fucking sweet. I actually gambled on that.
Sweet, dude.
No, actually, I bet on a first five. I bet on a first five. Not today. The Indians blew it. They hit two home runs in the sixth. I was pissed.
You were on the Indians?
Yeah, fuck.
With Bieber on the mound.
I got no money in my account. I need to get in there and do this first five thing. You're right. This feels like the right move.
It feels like it. I mean, you. I saw you hit, what was that, 3 or 14 parlay on opening day, didn't you? Or over the weekend?
Yeah. I lost it all, though, on Gonzaga. Gonzaga really let me down.
Gonzaga looked like...
What's that?
They didn't belong.
They looked like junior varsity out there.
Couldn't fucking make a layup.
Hey, the bunnies they were missing.
You want to talk to Cutmaker Jeff a little bit?
No, I'll listen.
Okay.
I'll listen. I will tell you that somebody called me and talked me into betting a very fair amount on Jordan Spieth. Before he won last week, though. So, like, on Friday, I was called and told, put a Masters bet in on Jordan Spieth because of how he's playing right now. He goes on to win the Valero going into Masters week. Now we have a super boost on him. But I bet a large amount of money on him a week ago when it was pretty good. So I got money tied up in that as well. But I'm excited to hear what Cupmaker Jeff says. This guy's got a good brain.
Thank you for reminding me. I'm going to ask him about your super boost if he thinks it's a nice play. And I believe he was on Spieth last week.
Good.
And I believe he's joining us from Circus Sportsbook. He's out there for the Masters.
Oh, he's in Vegas, this guy.
Yeah. I think he's coming live from
Circa. Is he in the pool?
I don't think I heard him this morning on VSiN with Jonah from Veep, his co-host of the Cutmaker Pod. Seven winners since the restart, recurring guest on Hammer Don, one of our favorite human beings, Cutmaker Jeff. How we doing? How's Vegas, pal?
It's amazing, boys. Let's get it. You can see the pool. Here I am, the Circa Sports Pool. This place is kick-ass, guys.
Get me there.
What do you got?
Fucking American.
What do you got? King Tut's suite? What do you got? Top floor?
Pimping ain't easy out here, boys. Look at this.
Look at that fucking...
This is how we do it. We're out here. I'm here for the first round of the Masters. We're having a great time. As you said, I was on Follow the Money this morning, and now I'm getting ready to go down to the pool. As I tried going down to the sports book, it was too loud, so I'm just going to do this up here, and then I'm going to hit up the pool after I chat with you gentlemen.
Is Vegas all the way back, Jeff?
You know, it's not. I mean, isn't it crazy that Indiana is further along than Vegas is right now? I mean, Vegas is still 50% and stuff, and so it's not all the way back, unfortunately, but it's certainly picking up, and it's a fun time to be out here, boys.
Hey, we can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day there. Know you're very busy in Vegas and coming out of the sports book to talk to us. You've been hot. You're the best, dude. You're the best at what you do. If anybody is interested, tell them about your texting service because they will not be disappointed in the amount of texts that they receive and the information that they get.
And honestly, Tony, I appreciate that. And now's the time, right? I haven't sent out all my Masters texts yet. They're going to go out this evening. Just hit up Cutmaker Pod on Twitter. Hit us up, and then we'll give you the information. 855 Golf Pod. You text the word golf to 855 Golf Pod. You sign up. You guys are all members. You get all the text, every single play we make, every head-to-head matchup, every outright. There's a ton of bets for the Masters we're going to be making. And trust me, if you're on Eastern time, Pacific time, you'll get a text at 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning. Hey, it's Cutmaker Jeff. Send me the plays for the day. You guys see it. It's a ton of fun. We've had a lot of success with it.
All right, Cutmaker. So Pat's got a boost on FanDuel right now. It was minus 200. It's now plus 100. It's DJ, Jordan Spieth, or Bryson DeChambeau to shoot a 68 or better in round one of the Masters. How do you feel about it?
I've already bet it.
Okay. It's a free $50.
Already bet it, guys. Yeah, I mean, for one of them, it's a great bet. I think it's a tremendous bet. It's a tremendous boost. It's free money, guys. It's obviously not free money, but I think it's a great play. There's no such thing as free money, but it's as close to free money as you can get in a PGA event. I like that bet a lot. Great odds boost.
Of those three, who do you like the most this weekend?
Spieth. Gun to my head, of those three, I like Spieth the most. And it's really hard. There's a handful of guys I like. I'll tell you what, guys, I had an amazing opportunity last night. I was in a Masters golf draft, like fantasy football style, with the biggest odds makers in Vegas, from the Westgate, from the South Point, from Circa, from Caesars, and getting to talk to these odds makers about who they like, their thoughts about making, the guys who make the odds, the guys who do that. It was an incredible opportunity. I've got a little bit different perspective. The model hasn't changed much. Boys, I like JT, I like Cantlay. Those are my two horses, JT, Cantlay. And I was gonna, my model said Koepka, but man, I'm worried about the stanky leg.
Yeah, JT, I did a little bit of a model this week, pal. I did a little bit of a model. I found a website that I could do a model on. JT graded out number one for me as well. So, Spieth, are you not worried about some ghosts of Masters past?
You know, no. I think, again, of that three, I like Spieth. For whatever reason, I'm out on Bryson. I just don't. Whatever reason, he doesn't play well here.
He's going to throw his hip out, Jeff. Jeff, he's going to throw his goddamn hip and shoulders, and he's going to blow a
he very well may. And DJ, it just isn't a great form. So of those three, I like Spieth. But I disagree with our buddy from Tour Junkies, because honestly, you're giving me JT a plus money against Spieth. I'm taking JT.
Yeah.
I'm in on JT in that matchup. Plus, JT plus money against anybody, I'm in.
And if you heard me, I was on that side too. I love JT this week. What can you get Cantlay at this week?
I hear at Circa he's 24-1. Anything 20-1 or better is a good price.
Okay, so this is our first live show on our new YouTube, on just a Hammer Down YouTube. And I heard you ask a great question this morning, so I'm going to ask it here for our listeners too. When you go about betting units and how, and I'm sure a lot of people haven't bet golf before, and this is the Masters, so they're going to bet golf this weekend. I heard you talking about a little bit that this morning. Can you talk about how you go about approaching golf betting so that people don't fucking blow all the money that they've just won from the March Madness tournament?
Yeah, guys, it's especially important this week, right? So if you do a tournament-long matchup for four rounds, I bet one unit. If you're going to do a single round matchup, you bet a half a unit. If you're going to bet a guy, like a JT to win at 16-1 or so, bet a half unit. If you're going to bet a guy like Koepka 30-1 or so, bet a quarter unit. If you're going to bet a bomb, like one of my bombs, Jason Kokrak, you're going to bet a guy like that, bet a tenth of a unit. Keep your unit small. Make lots of bets, but keep them small.
Okay. That makes sense. What's Kokrak at?
I got him at 140-1.
Okay.
And guys, he's like six in my model. So, I mean, you guys get my text. You saw my early rankings. You saw how high Kokrak was up there. Short-term model, Kokrak's really good. 140-1. You want a pizza money bomb? That's the first one that comes to mind.
Well, who else is grading out in your model well besides JT, Cantlay, Kokrak? What else you got?
Paul Casey at 50-1. Ooh. I bet him at 50-1. You can find him anything north of 35 or so is a good price. I like Paul Casey a lot. Again, Cantlay, I mentioned, JT. Koepka grades out really well stat-wise. I am a little worried about the stanky legs, the only thing.
Yeah.
And then other than that, other guys I do like. I guess I'm fading Bryson, I would say.
Okay.
I'm fading DJ, I would say. I'm always in on Patrick Reed a little bit. I like Patrick Reed at a 35-1 price or so, but I think you Casey for a mid-range play. Kokrak, Will Zalatoris is another really good bomb, 150 or so. And the last one I would say bomb wise, I think Ryan Palmer is another really good bomb you can get at 150 or 201.
Guy always dresses great. I love Ryan Palmer. Are you doing any props this week? Any hole in one props? Anything like that?
I've already bet the hole in one. Yes.
Yes or no? Yes.
I bet the yes. Yep.
What can you get the yes price?
I laid 150.
150 for a hole in one. Do you have any stats on that? Has there been a hole in one in the last events?
You know, I haven't done a ton of research on hole in ones hit the Masters, but there's been a hole in one in like three of the last four tournaments. Ironically, there's enough short holes that I think that short par threes. I think a hole in one is likely in this tournament. So I've already bet it.
Okay, so before we get you out of here, we always ask you about Colin Morikawa because he's a fan favorite in the office.
Sure.
And I was looking this week, and he's number one in strokes gained and total strokes gained. He hasn't played there a lot, putting up and down. Is it someone you're fading or just staying away from, or how you treating Colin Morikawa this week?
You know he's I'm playing him a little bit in DFS. I'm not betting him this week yet. But it's really, as you said earlier, it depends. Well, that depends on the putting. So if I see his putting's there, he's a guy I'll look to play live. Really good opportunity to play him live. But or outright, I'm not going to play him. I'm going to play him a little bit in DFS, though, on FanDuel or whatever, because I think he's going to be under-owned.
Okay,
I really think he's going to be very under-owned, and you can get Colin Morikawa at low ownership this week. So if you like him and at all, play him in DFS for sure.
Okay, last question before we get you out of here, because you brought it up. And I know we do have a bunch of people who do play golf DFS. It's actually how I got into golf betting originally, because, you know, online sports gambling wasn't legal and the golf DFS was. Is there some players that you like more than others, more than what you said to us already as far as winning the tournament with good value that you like in DFS?
Sure, two guys that are low-key good players, I think, in DFS, Max Homa and Christian Bezuidenhout. Both you can find low guys towards plugging in the end of your lineup. I think both those guys have good value. We'll help you round out a DFS lineup. And lastly, guys, you mentioned earlier, you want to do a weekly show? I'm in. I'm in every Wednesday. Let's do it, boys.
Thank you so much. Hey, will you show us the pool one more time?
Let's go, Jeff.
Before we let you out of here? Ah, it's so
go
fun.
Soak it up, dude.
It's amazing.
We're going to get out to Circa here sometime soon. Jeff, can't thank you enough. Have fun this weekend. Enjoy. Good luck.
Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down.
Baby, Jeff.
All right. We've got our Masters previewing. We did our jobs as a sports gambling show. Biggest golf tournament of the year. We got it in.
Had to do it.
Sorry. So Jeff liked Cantlay, Kokrak, JT, Will Zalatoris, Ryan Palmer, and some other names. If you ever missed an episode of Hammer Don, where you got to go and take a shit and you miss some stuff, Billy Tubes will always upload the full version on the YouTube after it's live. We'll be putting out clips at Hammer Don on Twitter and Instagram. Gumpy, how is your Byron bet doing? Did they start the second half yet?
They tied it at 2.
Did they?
Mbappe just scored to make it 3-2.
Mbappe's tough.
He's got 2 today. I'm looking at it right now. I'm probably going to take Byron draw no bet plus 470 with 20 minutes left. Plus 500. No.
I'll jump on that with you.
I mean,
plus 470 right now.
Plus 500.
Plus 500.
Draw no bet. So even if they tie it up, you correct. Win. We got 19 minutes to find an equalizer, boys. We're gonna,
I mean, wait until fucking Robin dances down the right side, crosses across the box, and fucking curls one upper 90. Is Robin playing today?
Robin is not on Bayern Munich anymore.
I'm fucking with you.
He was very good, though.
So MLB action yesterday. I was 5-1. How were you?
I actually had 2 pushes and then 2 hits, so 2-0-2.
Or no, sorry, 5-2 because I had. God damn it!
You got burned on the.
All right, so we talked about this yesterday. We talked about first 5 yesterday. I took the Rockies full game. Couldn't tell you why against the Diamondbacks. Rockies had Marquez on the mound. I believe it was 3-1 in the 5th. Rockies. I couldn't tell you what the game ended at because I woke up at 2 a.m. to check the score and it was 12-8,
I think it was ended like at.
Yeah, it was 2 a.m. The game was still going. It was an overtime. So we're sticking to the first five here. That fucked me last night. And then the A's remain completely defeated. The Dodgers are fucking...
Dodgers are up 1-0 right now.
Fucking wagon. So
I'm
you,
on first five.
All I mean, your games
Bauer,
were...
Bauer was... I got one more tonight, actually, that I like, Tony.
So rattle off your 4-10. I think they were all at 4-10.
Yeah, they were all at
all of your games. So if anyone wants to bet them live right now, if it's still like...
I think the White Sox just started.
Before you jump into that, you can also get great value by just betting whoever the Pirates are playing.
Bill, shut the fuck up, dude.
And you can get great odds.
While you are correct, and I appreciate you contributing to the show, and you are not wrong.
Me and Bill are both on the Cincinnati Reds right now. Let's go.
Well, the game's over, so you already won.
All right.
Let's go.
Buccos were down 8-0 today. They were down fucking like 13-0 yesterday. I was on the Reds yesterday.
The Dodgers are up 1-0. San Fran, San Diego are tied 0-0. I got Snell and the Padres there. Keuchel's in a bit of a jam early. I got the White Sox there. And Flaherty for the Cardinals in a bit of a jam. But tonight, there is a late one I like. I'm taking the Diamondbacks with Bumgarner on the mound. First five against Colorado.
Okay, so I did hear this or saw on the internet somewhere today. Trevor Story, you took the homer yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I believe he has five home runs off of Bumgarner. If you want to take that again.
A guy yesterday hit three bombs for the Rockies.
Well, fucking Coors. They're at Coors.
Yeah. Yelich did not hit a home run.
I think there's going to be a lot of runs in that game tonight. Mad Bum isn't who he used to be.
I know. I always get trapped. I just always remember his performances with the Giants in the play. But he pitched on like one day rest.
He has one of the greatest pitching performances in World Series history.
He was just a
country moose, dude, who just came out there every single day and pitched. I had the Cleveland Indians came through 4-2. I had a -1.5. Not my best bet, but it fucking came through. Toronto I like today. Texas is beating them 2-0 in the ninth. I had the under in Boston and Tampa, which was looking great. It was like 3-1 in bottom four, and then the fucking Red Sox exploded again.
Red Sox are starting to look like a ball team all of a sudden after getting swept by the Orioles.
The fucking bats are coming alive. So normally I like to wait. I was talking out there with sales guy Matt Brown. And I like to wait 30 days to start betting baseball, but if you're doing a live daily betting show, that's just not possible. We're just going to throw shit at the wall and see if it sticks. Because baseball's, you know me, I'm a stats better. Yeah. I'm a trends better. Baseball's the number one stats betting sport of all time. Not a lot of stats 5 games into the season.
You're literally just betting pitchers.
Phillies are fucking rocking the Mets in the first 4-0. I liked the Marlins +0.5 first five.
Against the Cards?
Yes.
They got first and third right now, 2 outs.
Marlins do?
Yeah, I got the Cardinals in that one with Flaherty. I love Flaherty, man.
So we're on the opposite side there.
Yeah. And it was good value on the Diamondbacks there.
So not a lot of baseball on today's show because all the 13 games were before we started, but we'll be back tomorrow because all the games are in the afternoon again. Mitt, do you have any NBA tonight, pal?
I might have the entire slate tonight.
So I might have the entire slate too, dude. So if you want to run through them with me, we'll do it together.
Let's go. What do you got?
I got the Magic +3.5. How do you feel about that?
All right. I was thinking the over. I was thinking a lot of points to be scored in this game. And I just hate betting on the Washington Wizards. Last couple times I bet against them, I have lost, though.
Let me tell you this. Magic +3.5.
There we go.
Fucking home puppies. The Wizards are 7-15 as road favorites. Wizards are 3-7 ATS on one day rest. The Magic are 4-0 ATS after a loss. The Magic are 8-1 on 2 days rest. This is all ATS, and the Magic are 6-1 ATS. Their last seven overall is a dog and a home dog. Giving the Magic +3.5. They're actually playing surprisingly well after they fucking unloaded arguably two of their best players. So Magic +3.5. I got the Knicks +3.5 too versus Gumpy's Boston Celtics.
Celtics are in a bad spot, dude.
You couldn't have said it better yourself, dude. I have the Knicks winning outright right here. And I love this pick, actually. I would honestly take this one as my pick of the night.
Knicks outright? Pick,
dude.
Is this sponsored? Is Mitt's pick of the night sponsored yet?
Connor was tweeting about it last night that this has been like the worst, I believe the worst Boston Celtics team to watch of all the Boston Celtics teams.
They are tough.
I have some stats and trends to back this up. Knicks are 4-0 the last four on the road versus winning teams. Knicks are 6-1 ATS their last seven road games, 5-1 last six ATS as road dogs. The Knicks are 10-3 ATS after a loss and 10-3 when they have more rest, which they do. Celtics are on 0 days rest where they are 1-6 ATS.
And we have the Celtics getting 63% of the bets and 76% of the money. Everyone and their mom is on the Celtics tonight, Tony.
Well, because it's, I mean, because people, if you don't actually like pay attention and you just said like Celtics and Knicks, the Knicks have been a fucking dumpster fire for the last 5 years and the Celtics have been good. So you automatically take the Celtics. So you find some value in taking the Knicks plus the 3.5 here. There's also a lot of under trends for this game, but 2.5 is not a lot of points, pal.
Nope.
Pelicans plus 8.5 versus the Nets. I'm taking the Pels.
No, Tony, I'm on the Nets here.
Why?
Durant's
back. Durant is back tonight.
That is actually
the Harden playing
down to 8.5. No,
he's not. Harden is not playing. That is why
it's 10 this morning.
Yeah, it's at 8.5. I mean, it could have actually. No, it's still at 8.5.
Wow.
Mitt, where's the money at on that? Do you know?
I will look right now. And it's looking like it is all on Brooklyn, 63% of the bets and 61% of the money, which I don't love that, but Brooklyn Nets have still just been an absolute wagon. You never know what you're going to get with this Pelicans team, though.
But that you're right, and Zion's going to break the record for Shaq tonight, I think, if he's playing. Nets are a wagon, but they haven't been ATS. They're 1-6 ATS in their last seven. They're 1-6 ATS in their last seven as home favorites. They're 1-9 ATS in their last 10 as a favorite overall. But Pelicans are 4-0 ATS in their last four after losing by 10 or more. Pelicans are 4-1 ATS in their last five road games, and Pelicans are 6-2 ATS in their last eight versus teams with a winning record. Mitt.
See,
I'm not saying I'm right here, but I'm just saying. Fucking trends say Pelicans.
But your trends do not account for Kevin Durant coming back.
Dude, he's been out for fucking 3 months.
He's still the second best player in the league.
I agree. I love Kevin Durant. I think I'm not going to go into the Durant versus LeBron thing here with you because you're a child.
Classic Bron.
I love
classic Bron.
I fucking love Kevin Durant, but you think he's going to
sneak that fucking in there?
You think he's going to play more than fucking 20 minutes tonight?
No, he'll play 20 minutes and probably get like 45 points. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I like the Hornets minus 5.5 at OKC.
Love that.
The Thunder are just a reeling piece of shit dog pile basketball team right now. 1-6 ATS in the last seven overall and as a dog. 1-7 their last eight on 1 day rest and 0-4 versus teams with a winning record. On the other hand, Hornets 6-2 in their last eight overall, 4-0 in their last four as favorites and road favorites. Give me the Hornets minus 5.5.
Yeah, the Thunder also just gave up 132 points to the Pistons. So definitely fading the Thunder for a little bit.
Taking the Mavs minus 10 against the Rockets. It's the Rockets. They're still bad. The Mavs are very, very hot. I believe they're 8-2 in their last 10. On the other hand, the Rockets are 2-8, which is pretty good for the Rockets.
Not bad. Coming around.
But I got nothing to support this besides Mavs better than the Rockets.
Fair play.
And the last one tonight is Suns plus 2.5 against the Jazz. The Jazz were an absolute wagon before the All-Star break. Since then, 1-6 ATS on the road versus winning teams, 1-4 in their last five road games, 1-4 on 1 day rest, 1-4 as road favorites. On the other hand, Suns, they have all the trends. They're fucking, the Suns are really, really good. I think the Suns are maybe one of the more underrated teams in the NBA. Give me the Suns plus 2.5 versus the Jazz. Anything else for you, Mitt?
No, I'm also on the Suns and the Mavericks for all the exact same reasons that you said.
Okay, cool.
Maybe, Mitt.
Oh, actually. Wait, that's on me. I do have one more game. The Pacers money line. Oof. It's at like minus 138 to like 130-ish. It's kind of a tough play. They're at minus 2. I'm not sure if they're going to win just because.
They're playing someone bad, right?
They're playing. Okay, so they're playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, okay, yeah, who stink.
Yep.
And the Pacers have been one of the worst teams in basketball, especially to watch if you saw the game last night. But they're due.
What were you in about last night? I was on the Bulls. You were on the under. What are we talking about?
Yeah, I know. If you just watched him play, though, I wanted to throw up watching him play. It was the worst team I've ever seen.
I don't think anyone outside of Chicago and Indiana was watching the fucking Bulls Pacers game last night, which you probably were.
I think Nate McMillan was a very underrated coach.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
They just kind of kicked him to the curb. And
yeah. They stink.
Well, that's what happens when your organization doesn't want to win, but hopefully you'll win tonight.
There you go, Mitt.
Well put, Mitt.
Proud of you, pal. Any footy you want to save for tomorrow? It's coming up this weekend. What do you want to do?
We'll give out a pick for tomorrow because it'll kick off before it starts. French Ligue 1. Lille money line over Mets. Lille just knocked off PSG.
Is that
beating Bayern Munich right now?
The team's name is like a rapper's Lil Money.
Lille.
Oh.
Lille.
Oh, Lille.
Yeah, their money line minus one. It was minus 130. It is rising though, so I would jump on that while you can, my friends.
You don't play many French league. Ugh.
I've been diving into the French league. There's some. The bookmakers don't pay too much attention to the French league, if you know what I mean.
No, why? I mean, you got Serie A.
Yeah.
La Liga.
This is the first season I've really dove into it. There's a lot of like double chance, draw no, like Marseille's like plus 190 this weekend. I'm looking like draw no bet, even money.
Okay. What is it, Wednesday?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll be back tomorrow. Probably some more footy picks, correct?
Yes, sir.
Obviously, we'll have some baseball. We'll have some NBA. Obviously, we'll look at the live odds as the Masters going on and matchups for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because those all continue. Can't thank you guys enough for watching the first live episode on the Hammered Down's new YouTube. Keep telling people about that. We appreciate it. Live every single day at 4 o'clock. We are trying to get a phone line in here. I'm doing research so that you guys can call in and ask us questions, stuff like that. Tweet us what guests or anything like that you want to hear from or anything you want to hear us talk about. Like Gumpy said, we're paying attention. If you have any questions about first five or, units, when Cupmaker Jeff was talking, lesson of the day, if you're a new gambler, units is, say you bet $10 a game normally, $10 is one unit for you. So when he's talking about put half a unit on things and stuff like that, that would be $5 for you, a quarter of a unit, $2.50. So forth and so on and so forth. That's what a unit is. So if you ever hear us talking about units, it's whatever your normal size of your normal bet is.
It's a unit.
Gumpy's is like $1 million a year.
Ah, you don't know.
What?
No.
We can't thank you guys enough. Follow us at Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. We will see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Hammer
Down.